Some Auckland businesses say they will lose out on thousands of dollars in business due to ANZAC trading restrictions, and others say the staff costs are too high to justify opening on the public holiday. Nearly all shops will be closed until 1pm tomorrow, with the exception of essential services, including pharmacies and small grocery shops. The restrictions start as early as midnight tonight, particularly affecting bars in the city. Our reporter Lucy Shear has more.
Patrick O'Leary, who manages the Occidental Bar in the CBD, says their business will suffer with the reduced trading hours.
We'd be a couple of $1,000 every Anzac Day, like every sort of midnight closing and opening later.
Mr. O'Leary says while Anzac Day is less restrictive than Easter, the losses are still significant, especially in the middle of a recession. Restaurants and bars like his can't serve alcohol until after 1pm tomorrow, unless it's with a meal. They must also pay staff time and a half plus a day off in lieu, which all adds up.
Every dollar is essential, basically. So it's very, very impactful. So we're paying more wages with less revenue than we would normally have.
Bella Party, who manages CBD bar Vultures Lane, also says it will be hard to cover costs with less trading.
It's quite difficult, like when it comes to us having to be able to provide, you know, our wages and costs and stuff like that.
Ms. Party fears they'll miss out on visitors from cruise ships who'll only be around for a brief window of time.
Because we get a lot of tourism coming in and wanting to try New Zealand beers, we have to turn them away, like sort of because of these restrictions. Most of them just want to drink, they don't want to eat.
And this takeaway owner, whose shop relies mostly on CBD workers, says he won't bother opening, even though takeaways are exempt from the restriction.
No point to open that day. Plus, if we open for public holiday, there'll be 1.5 holiday pay, I guess. So it's totally not worth it, yeah.
The Occidental Bar's Patrick O'Leary is calling for the government to scrap the restrictions.
Easter and Anzac should be just completely changed. It should be up to the business whether they want to open or, yeah. I don't think in this day and age we should have restrictions on specific days.
The Labour Inspectorate, which has oversight of shop trading, says it's unaware of feedback from the public about scrapping the rules for Anzac Day. Its Northern Regional Manager David Milne says changes are not being considered.
There are no planned reviews of Anzac Day shop trading settings from MB's perspective. Any reviews will be at the direction of our Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety.
Workplace Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden has been approached for comment. Meanwhile, others like Sarah Williamson, who manages Real Groovy Records, believe the pause in business is worthwhile for an important day.
I feel like that's probably one of the few holidays that we sort of would want to stay shut for, just to show respect.